Did St. Patrick really drive the snakes from Ireland? Is Pepsi Cola flavoured with baby flavouring? Is Hillary Clinton a demon? These questions and more on This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast. This is This Paranormal Life, the podcast where each week we discuss a different paranormal or conspiracy topic, and we kind of try and myth bust it between each other. We bounce it off back and forth like a little beach ball, a little ghosty beach ball.
Little alien head-shaped beach ball.
And then we crack it open like a coconut.
We rip its guts from the start.
Drink the juices inside.
We punch it in the nose, and we say, welcome to Earth.
That's the podcast catchphrase.
Damn it, why don't we call the podcast Welcome to Earth?
That's pretty good.
First off, why would they be putting baby food flavorings in Pepsi?
That's another story for another episode.
Okay, gee, we're getting too deep.
You know, everyone says that, you know, all good things are like babies. You know, you smell like a baby.
Who says that? All good things are like babies.
It smells like a baby, fresh like a baby, baby fresh.
Babies shit themselves.
But smooth as a baby's backside.
Yeah.
People do say that, which is a little creepy.
It's getting creepy. I'm just gonna say it right now. It's getting creepy already.
Rory, I got a question for you.
Okay.
It's been St. Patrick's Day recently.
Yeah.
And in the spirit of all things Irish, tell me, how much do you know about Corny the Poltergeist?
Corny the Poltergeist.
That's right.
I would have to say, at this point in my life, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Almost negative intelligence.
Did you even go to school, bro?
As in, well, yeah, because we did a heritage class.
We did.
Which is like, I've told people since then that I did a heritage class. And they were like, oh, like you learn about Irish history. Like you took quizzes on Irish history. Mm. And I was like, kind of.
Mm.
We were quizzed on the Dullahan, mm-hmm. the Banshee.
The little known Dullahan. Not a lot of people know about
Not the a Dullahan. Lot of people know about the Dullahan. But I mean, that's insane that I was once quizzed on how to kill a mythological beast, which is, by the way, throwing a bucket of blood over its
forgot
head.
That. Yeah, I
Never
forgot
forget that.
That.
You need to take that to the grave with you.
Wait, I think we
Why
need
do
to...
I think I keep this bucket with me? Everywhere.
Jesus, spilling all over the carpet.
just hang on to it for a second.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I think we do this is I never really thought about it before, but I don't think people grasp that. But at school we were literally told how to catch leprechauns.
Yeah. This we're not exactly actually now. Jesus. I'm just realizing like a lot of stuff is coming back to me now. Yeah. Heritage class was a goddamn joke.
Yeah.
Or did it prepare us for this day and this podcast?
It really did.
And the truth.
Jesus, we need to call our old teacher.
Yeah.
Invite her on the podcast. She is 10 times more insane than we are.
She's actually insane. Yeah.
She brings a leprechaun. Jesus!
That was all real?
So you know about the Dullahan, you know about the leprechauns, you know about the Banshee, very famous, but no one knows about Corny, little old Corny. A little-known story. Well, let's take a trip back to memory lane to the early 20th century, about 100 years ago in Dublin, Ireland.
Okay.
A family, let's call them the Kelly family, just moved into a new street in Dublin. Around this time, Mr. Kelly hurts his knee at work. You know, back in those times, there were no cushy desk jobs.
No.
You had to work in
coal mine.
Coal. Oil.
Factories, gold,
space,
the end of the rainbow,
Facebook,
yeah.
No cushy Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat jobs. You had to work at Facebook, people.
And he was probably like, he's probably working since day one. Like,
oh my god,
think about 100 years ago, like. He's out of his mother's vagina. He's got a little hard hat on, and he's sent to the mines.
Off to work.
Canaries dying left, right, and center, but they're still pushing the babies in there.
Shoveling babies into the mines. Oh my god! Half the time there was no coal. They were just shoveling babies.
Half the time there weren't even canaries. It was kids dressed as birds in the cages.
Painted yellow.
Just dropping. That's why the old phrase, dropping like babies.
It's true.
We're bringing it full circle to like where we started from.
Baby fresh.
You know the phrase, like smooth baby. As a canary's backside? Actually, funny story, yeah. Poor guy. So he's hurt his knee.
He hurt his knee, you know, working hard. So much so that he has to use a crutch. I'm surprised crutches were even invented. Ireland was a very backwards place.
You got an Irish guy
yes.
in Dublin.
Yes.
He's got a little crutch.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps a green top hat. Works in the gold factory. I just want to... Okay.
How
tall is Mr. Kelly?
We actually don't know that. He could be.
A foot. We don't know the specifics.
Oh, no, it says here he's actually 3 centimeters tall and his wife was 6 foot.
Oh, right.
So, I don't think that's relevant, though.
Okay.
So he has to use a crutch and he keeps this at the end of his bed. Well, one night, after a long day of settling into their new home, they're moving furniture about, you know, they've got, again, this is Ireland 100 years ago, they've got at least 26 children, you know,
yeah.
it's hard work. Mr. Kelly and Mrs. Kelly are sound asleep. Night falls. Mrs. Kelly is awoken. She hears a thump, thump. What's that?
Uh-oh.
The sound of her husband walking on the floor above, kind of erratically, just as you just heard.
Okay. Oh, because of his crutch foot, because of his...
Exactly. He's walking on the floor above with his stupid crutch. And she's like, what the hell is he doing up at this time of night? Why is he waking everyone up? Just waking up all 26 children.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Until she just kind of gets up, rubs her eyes a little bit, and looks down at the bed to see there's the crutch. So, I mean, is Mr. Kelly healed or is he just stumbling about up there? No. She looks over to her side. Mr. Kelly's in bed.
Oh, my God.
Where is the thumping coming from?
Is it the babies? One of the 26 children?
Just... Babies running about left, right, center. Before they can even begin to question what is happening, they hear a booming voice coming from the coal cellar beside... I told you, coal. From the coal cellar beside the kitchen. The voice of a ghost.
Oh!
The ghost tells them his name. But I shit you not, they forget it almost instantly. The ghost talks to them and tells them...
it's so funny because this is like, I know that sounds ridiculous,
yeah.
But I do that in real life all the time.
That's true.
It's like I'll meet someone and it's like they'll extend their hand to me. And this isn't even a ghostly hand. This is a human hand.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, hi, I'm Steve.
Mm.
And the whole time they're saying that, it's like, hi, I'm Rory. Hi, I'm Rory. Hi, I'm Rory. Yeah. And it's like, hey, I'm Rory. And it's like, what did they say?
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
And then you go to like read the room, like...
Awkward.
Steal his wallet and ID, try and figure it out.
Which with a ghost is very difficult.
I know.
You'd have to follow them back to their tombstone.
It's so true.
You got to be like, oh, I didn't know this was your tombstone. Kevin. Yeah. Oh, Kevin.
And you never know. It might be an ancient Egyptian ghost from Egypt.
Yeah. And then you got to, oh, the airfares 100 years ago? Non-existent.
Oh, my God.
Because there weren't planes.
It's true.
So, yeah.
Well, that's another story for another day. I think you'll find the planes are invented by the...
From negative BC.
Minus 1500 BC.
So they see Kevin the ghost.
Corny the ghost.
Corny the ghost.
So they've forgotten it. Forgotten its name. But this ghost becomes so familiar, so entwined with the family's lives that they didn't even bother to ask him again or try and remember his name. They just started calling him Corny. I don't know where this comes from. Story goes that he actually corrected them on this. They started calling him Corny the ghost, and he was like, you know, no, my name is, and they were like, no, it's Corny. And he was like, fine, honestly, I guess he hasn't talked to anyone in a long time. He's just glad of the company. He accepted being called this.
I love him being like, it's like, don't call me Corny the ghost. I don't call you Kelly the human. It's like, just ignore, I am a ghost, yes, but that doesn't matter. I happen to be a ghost.
Yeah.
Yes, my name is Corny. Just say, call me Corny.
Yeah.
It's also, like, okay, Corny.
It's a weird one.
The ghost. I heard that. I heard you say it.
Yeah, under the breath.
Yeah, the ghost.
The friendly ghost. I'm not a friendly ghost. I'm a... Dickish ghost.
Dickish ghost.
I'm a douche ghost.
A douche ghost.
Well, from that day forward, Corny spoke to the Kellys every single day from his usual spot in the coal cellar. And they described his voice as sounding like it came from within a barrel.
Okay.
So at this point, I'm curious as to why the Kelly family just accepted this as a haunting and not just as a home invader. Someone walking around upstairs and yelling at them. They're probably a ghost.
You know, Corny, you're stealing a lot of our shit these days.
No, I'm not. Shut up.
Picking it all up. Yeah, I think like regular ghost visits are not a common thing, right? Ghosts are infrequent.
They turn up.
They are. And they leave. They are fleeting, much like life itself.
Much like death itself.
Much like my experience with girls, fleeting, rare, virtually non-existent,
as rare as debatable. Gold itself. Worth its weight in dust, because it is like gold dust.
I would get real sick of this. Of a ghost turning up to my house.
Yeah.
Sometimes after I'm done with work, I just want to go home. I want to play some video games. I want to have a nap. I'm sure Mr. Kelly wants to do the same thing.
Oh. Shut up. Stop playing video games.
Oh, he's like, Jesus bitch. Christ. I have been down in the baby mine since 7.
Oh, shut the fuck up. shut up. Shut up, you big women. But this is what they just decided this was a ghost, and that this is only the beginning of the story. This is just what went on. From this point on, Corinne basically decides to mess with everyone in the house constantly. So this time the Kellys had servants in the house, and they used to sleep in the kitchen quarters.
Of course.
Now this is right beside where Corny lives.
Oh,
so as
no.
you'd expect, Corny's talking smack to them all night long and terrifying them.
I just love, because all I'm imagining now is that this is just the ghost of Conor McGregor. So they're in the kitchen. It's like, Corny, like,
stop, I'm the king of Dublin.
Stop poking me. It's like, one of these days, Corny, like, we're going to get a priest in here and we're going to get you out. It's like,
no one can fight
you'll
me.
Do nothing. You'll do nothing.
No one's better than me.
No one's better than me. I'm the best ghost.
50 G's, baby.
He's always floating, but kind of leaning backwards.
Where did he get the coat? Where did he get a mink coat?
I'm confused about the chains. Did he die in the chains or those ghost chains?
No, these are extremely expensive chains. They're not ghost chains. So understandably, the servants refuse to stay in the house. So Mrs. Kelly comes up with a solution, and she says, just how about, bear with us, just let's move you guys up to the top floor. Let's move you up to the attic. She moves their beds upstairs. Everyone's pretty happy with that, and that night the servants retire to their quarters, finally in peace, right?
No.
Wrong. No sooner do they
ghost
lie down.
Rises, bitch. That's straight up science. It's like heat.
Yeah, it's like heat.
Yeah, exactly.
Like heat, like... This is the ghosts of LA Heat coming through the floor, playing basketball,
the floor, all night. Racking up everything as it passes. That was probably a basketball they heard on the front, like throughout the night.
It's like ghosts of Steph Curry. And there's like ghostly Obama in the sidelines, like, you go, stuff.
Why are the ghosts of celebrities existing in the past? Are we ghosts before we're humans?
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Because that's what people always say, is people go, I'm scared of dying. But as Alan Watts said, why
maybe
would you be scared?
Maybe life is death. That's what he's saying, right? Was it something like that?
Don't
was I
cut
close?
Me off, dude.
Well, just not, just say, like, if was that smart, though, what I said?
I mean, it wasn't not.
would you think it was smart?
Did you go to school?
If Confucius said it?
But just because I say it,
because
it's
I
a dumb,
say it, it's dumb.
It's a dumb of me.
It's dumb. Socrates did once say that we were ghosts before we were humans.
Also Einstein.
Also Einstein.
And also Plato said it.
Yeah.
And also Socrates said it. So actually I think it's a pretty
also Socrates. And he was the greatest philosophizer of all
Socrates.
Of them. My boy Socrates.
Not to be confused with Socrates. Socrates was yeah. a philosopher that
It was his jerk brother. Yeah. One of them turned out to be a great philosopher. The other one turned out to be a royal pain in his dad's ass. Socrates, the infamous.
And then they just like, they added the E to Socrates and it was like, he turned out to be a genius. Who knew? Socrates is just throwing shit at animals in the street.
Love it's like the opposite. So one distills like wisdom that will echo throughout the ages. The one just lies and just like, makes stuff up and burns
An
things.
Agent of disinformation.
Agent of disinformation. That's ironically more cool than being a philosopher. Yeah. Agent of
philosopher
disinformation. Bit. I'm Socrates.
Socrates. You gotta take away the ass, it makes it more badass.
It does, doesn't it?
Hey, I'm Socrates.
He's like
my vocal cords were injured at a very young age. My parents tried to feed me to the wolves, but no one eats Socrates.
Socrates, invincible. You look like you're dying, Socrates. Everyone's in a toga and he's just like butt naked. Just like.
I like the idea of Socrates trying to spread like ancient wisdom. You know, did you know that the earth revolves around the sun? And Socrates, nah, the earth's flat, nah.
Tackling him from the crowd. Nah, bull crap. Dad told me you used to piss the bed, Socrates.
What? No, I didn't.
We all know you did.
No, I didn't.
Also, he's got a tiny pecker. Socrates, please.
It's like a tiny ton.
Yeah, it's
heavy. Ancient Greece is like a tiny
ton. What had to be? Place. That's the only reason his legacy, Socrates' legacy, spread so far. Tiny town.
Tiny
so
town.
So if you're the smartest person in that village, you're basically the smartest person in the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people don't realize. People are like, people think he was this great genius, but actually he was just the smartest guy in that little village. That's like, that's like the smartest guy in your local McDonald's.
Which would be Socrat.
Socrat. His actual name is Socrat.
Yeah, the smartest man in a McDonald's. Probably named Smart.
Like the idea of going to McDonald's and like trying to be polite. They're like, how can I help you today? And you like go to read their name badge. It says Socrat. Hello, Mr.
Do I pronounce? It's Socrat. Just say Socrat. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Socrat.
Yeah. We're back on track.
They move the beds upstairs. No sooner do they lie down, but Corny swings open the doors to the attic.
God damn it.
Ha ha, you devils, I'm here before you. I'm not confined to any one place in this house.
Why is he swinging doors open? He can go through them. Yeah, it's like, Corny, we know Conor you McGregor. Can go through the doors. Jesus.
Corny McGregor. Himself. Corny was a textbook poltergeist. He would play tricks and practical jokes on all of the residents, from hiding objects to making noises and locking and unlocking doors. One day a servant was preparing fish for dinner. She laid it on the kitchen table and looked away for a moment, as you do. You're busy, you're in the middle of a big
cook. You gotta feed 26 goddamn children.
Oh my god, can you imagine? You gotta mush it into little pots of baby food for all 26 babies.
Like a penguin chewed up in your own mouth and regurgitate it into their little penguin mouth.
It's a lot of work. And whenever she looked back, the fish was disappeared. She started to cry because it, like, these days
a fish is worth like $2,000.
Oh my god, it's a house.
This time, yeah.
Frickin' nice. She thought she'd get accused of stealing it and then get her head chopped off or whatever they did back then.
Right.
And all of a sudden she hears the voice of Corny from the cellar going, "Haha, there you blubbering fool, is your fish for you?" And he threw the fish onto the kitchen floor.
No.
Can I reiterate? Not a ghost. This is the guy.
Because he's picking stuff up.
And talking to them all day long. And he sounds like he's from within a barrel.
But how has... But then what? So he's just like Metal Gear Soliding his way throughout the house in objects?
Yeah.
Like...
I guess.
Presumably someone would have seen him at this point.
I guess. Maybe... I mean, it was dark back then. I don't know if they had light.
Also, like... I know it is a traditional like poltergeist thing to like play pranks on the family that you're living in. But the ghostly thing is like... turning crucifixes upside down and like leaving bloodstained scratches on a room and throwing people against the walls. Not just like pissing on the floors and like locking and unlocking.
They called her a blubbering fool.
Yeah, like this is very... This is a man. This is a man.
This is a man. That's can what we trying to get at. Okay, sorry.
But you know the nature of the podcast that we
totally
always...
Totally open.
Totally open-minded. It could be a ghost.
It really could.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Kit, when we bottle up our emotions, it can start to affect us negatively. Sometimes it's important that we get stuff off our chest.
Tell me about it. I found a UFO in the forest, and now this thing is attached to my chest.
Jesus, that's an alien. Mm-hmm. All right, I was speaking metaphorically about dealing with emotions and talking about our feelings by using services like BetterHelp.
I don't need to talk about my feelings. This thing can read my mind.
Therapy can be a great way to set boundaries and become the best version of yourself. With BetterHelp, you can get matched with a licensed therapist that suits your needs. It's online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You're saying they can get things off my chest, like Zonktar here?
Don't give it a name.
Maybe me and Zonktar can sign up for BetterHelp together.
Give it a shot, and whatever it is, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ParanormalLife today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ParanormalLife.
Whenever the family would buy vegetables and bring them home, Corny would hang up the vegetables around the kitchen like a Christmas tree. There was one cupboard in the kitchen that if they put anything in, he would throw it right back out again. Which is pretty funny. I mean, if I was a ghost, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
He also kept stealing teaspoons. When the Kellys asked him where the teaspoons went, he was hiding them in the servants' beds. I mean, that one kind of just sounds like the servants were stealing.
We're trying to actually steal, yeah.
Yeah, and they're blaming Corny the ghost, which is another
100%.
Angle. So I'll be honest, a lot of this sounds like home intruder behavior.
Right.
But we'll keep going. Sometimes Corny would say to the Kelly family, his voice booming from the kitchen cellar, as if from within a barrel. Ha ha, I have a daughter down the street. I'm going to go see her tonight, so I won't be here.
No, he didn't.
He did.
What?
He has a daughter.
A ghost daughter? Real daughter that he left behind when he died? Or is he a human that has a daughter down the street?
I do like the idea of a ghostly daughter and she's pulling pranks on the family down the street.
That's good. Yeah, like teamwork.
And she's like,
ha ha, you blubbering fools.
You blubbering fools.
Like, learn from his dad. Yeah. Tonight.
That's quite nice. I appreciate that he's still a father.
He's still a family man to the end. It's true. On another occasion, he announced, I'm going to have company tonight. If anyone wants any water out of the tank, you should take it before nightfall because me and my friends are going to use it.
Ghosts don't need water. No one needs water. And like
his friends, Ryan. He's inviting friends, Ryan.
Like a ghost party.
A ghost party.
That does sound really fun.
Pretty cool.
Like, how long has this been going on for?
I don't know. I think it's quite a short space of time.
Because this family are now apparently just having open conversations with a voice
in their
house. Mm-hmm. The paranormal aspect is gone now.
There is
a man living in your house stealing your fish.
Throwing your vegetables around the table.
Because everything that he's doing is reasonably explainable.
Yes.
I guess like the cupboard thing is a bit weird.
The cupboard
can just launch
weird.
Food out
but
of cupboards.
But we don't know if it was like as soon as they put it in or did it just, you know.
Oh, right. Like you know, snuck in after everyone left.
Yeah, which, come on. I mean, that sounds like Corny. That's classic Corny.
Classic Corny.
This is great though. He says he's going to have friends around. If anyone wants any water out of the tank, they should take it before nightfall because his friends are going to use it. That night, the Kelly family lie in bed and heard 5 or 6 voices in the house. The next morning, all of the water was gone and all their bread and butter was covered in sooty handprints.
This is so ridiculous. It's the mind, people. It's literally, we talked about this at the start of the episode, the babies from the mine.
We were taking the piss out of people, but they literally do.
They just came up.
They just came from the coal mines and took all their bread and butter and water.
Which at that point is like your lobster and gold.
Caviar.
Yeah, or caviar,
like we're eating right now on this podcast because that's what people eat today. So at one point, the Kelly family, you know, they decide enough is enough. This is when shit gets, you know, this is like classic paranormal task handling. Like, they just go full Amityville and they bring in a priest to task.
Day one, you should have done that.
It really should have been. I know. That is like, isn't that funny? It's like no one, like.
Now, the priest looks and sounds a lot like Corny.
No, nothing
it'll,
to be seen
it'll
here.
It'll take you to be 300 euros for me to wait.
And 16 fish.
16 fish.
I mean, euro.
You sure I'll get them for you? Don't worry, I know where you keep them. It just goes like the closet. Also, is it cool if I have some of my priest friends around tonight? We're going to need a lot of water.
We're going to need a lot of priests to get... To get Corny out. He's an infamous ghost.
My father, how sooty your fingers are.
No, that's just butter and bread.
It's just crumbs all down his front.
I love that idea. They're like, we'll call the father. We'll call Father Cornelius Ryan tonight. They call him on the telephone. Bling, bling.
The ringing's coming from a box in the corner.
I'll be around in a second. That was awfully fast. Father Cornelius. Yes, that's me.
Oh my God.
So they bring around the priest to try and speak to Corny. But after waiting for a long time...
Oh, shut up.
Corny won't say a word.
Jesus. He's shy.
The priest shrugs his shoulders and leaves disappointed. And Mrs. Kelly then asks Corny, why wouldn't you talk? And he says, I couldn't speak to a good man like that. God wouldn't allow me to speak. I was a bad man, you see. I died to death.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is probably the only creepy thing he ever said in his life.
Yeah.
And after that, he was back to classic Corny pranks.
Classic Corny, stealing bread, stealing fish.
He constantly joined in on any conversation going on in the house. Mrs. Kelly's uncle used to wear spectacles and Corny used to call him Four-Eyed.
How boring is the afterlife that you have to just like float around taking the piss out of like bullying people?
Childish bullying. This is like the turn of the century as well. This isn't like...
Yeah, because I didn't realize that calling people four-eyed was such an antiquated, like insulting term.
Another uncle named Richard also came to sleep at the house one night and complained in the morning that his clothes were pulled off of him.
Whoa, Corny, that's not okay,
not
man.
Cool, Corny. I'm going to keep going. Corny actually only appeared in person twice in his career at this house, at the Kelly household. The first person died.
Corny killed them?
Someone died after they saw Corny.
Oh my God.
The second, a 7-year-old child, said that he was a naked man.
Like as in a ghostly naked man or
naked
just an actual
man.
Naked man in the house? Because you hear stories of like people realizing that there's like, this used to scare the crap out of me when I was a kid.
Yes.
Like people living in the attics of houses and then just like coming down when the family are asleep and like, like that really shook me up when I was a kid.
Not good.
Really freaky stuff. Was Corny just like the OG, like the original creep?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Basically.
Just like a naked dude in a house stealing stuff.
I mean, I feel like I'm kind of on Corny's side through half of this story because he's kind of a lovable prankster.
Yeah.
But now he's appearing naked to 7-year-old children.
That's not okay, Corny.
He killed someone and he took someone's clothes off in the middle of the night. That's not okay.
No, that's worrying.
So needless to say, the Kelly family were desperate to move out, but Corny would harass every potential buyer, scaring them away.
Oh, this is ridiculous now. Because, look, if you get, like, 5 house viewings and you're hearing the same voice, not everyone's going to think it's a ghost right away. Someone's going to go into the closet, like...
into the coal cellar.
Yeah.
But I guess at this point he had a relationship with the Kelly family. So Mrs. Kelly just appealed to Corny. And he said, Corny, please just be quiet long enough to sell the house. And he conceded this.
No way.
They sold the house, and that is the last written record of Corny the Ghost. Actually.
Because the next family would realize, hello, new tenants, I'm Corny the Ghost. Is that a man in the corner? Oh, no.
Oh, shit. No, don't call it
police. So you're aware your penis is out.
Oh
no.
Shit.
There's no clothes in the afterlife. You're holding several fish, sir. I think, yeah, they just were not dumb enough to believe that it was actually a ghost.
Much of this story was actually compiled into a paranormal book, an Irish...
Written by Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Selling his own legacy.
Fish, bread, and other stories.
He's got to support his daughter.
This was compiled into a history of kind of Irish paranormal history. This was written in the 90s, I believe. Interestingly, I couldn't chase this up, but it did say that at the time of writing, they checked the address and they said the house was actually unoccupied in the 90s.
Oh!
Or that site was unoccupied. So that's kind of interesting. I wonder, did they ever sell the house after that?
That's crazy that they also, they have like the specific address of the house.
Yeah.
Because you think like if they have that specific address, they would have turned it into some sort of tourist attraction at this point.
Yeah.
Like I wonder if you can go and like see, talk to Corny, the ghost. I would love to do that.
That would be a great road trip.
We raised in Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. It's not too far. Mm-hmm. Head down, bucket of blood for safety. Just sure. Some fish, some bread, a tank of water.
To hit a leprechaun with.
Let's see what happens.
Difficulties. Thus concludes the tale of Corny the Ghost. So,
right.
You've heard a lot of facts, a lot of hard evidence. About this story, paint a broader picture. Where do you lie on ghosts, Rory? What's the kind of evidence you've seen over the years?
Ghosts are not real. There is no proof. Scientifically impossible.
Okay, end of podcast, I guess. So.
but in the spirit of this paranormal life
inquiry,
I like to open myself up to any ghosts in this room right now.
Open up our ghost chakra.
I offer this opportunity. Remove these clothes from my body.
Yeah, you f***ing little bitch. That's right, Corny is here.
Corny's in the house.
Corny lives, and my daughter, Corin, is also here.
Hey, that's right, you little bitch.
I love that, like, Zia is the same thing. His daughter's just an even worse egg than Corny is.
Ha ha! I'm going to take twice as much fish as me dad.
We don't have any fish.
What? What do you eat nowadays?
I don't know. It depends.
Well, what are you eating tonight?
I don't know. Maybe salads?
I'm actually extremely hungry. The ghost doctor said I was malnourished.
I thought you were a ghost.
Ghosts can be also malnourished.
Also, I'm having friends around tonight.
We'll need to use your water tank.
Again, Corny, look, things have changed, man.
What's your Wi-Fi?
I need to catch up on my friends.
They're dead, Corny! They're all dead!
No, I mean ghost Facebook.
Ghost Facebook.
Ghost book.
Did you mean to say Snapchat?
Aye, what's the one with the ghost logo?
Oh, good lord. I love this idea of him just trying to adapt to modern day life. Like, really, really struggling. But still trying to, like, be a dick. Like, but it doesn't even, like, matter that much.
Yeah. He's like, I took all the water out of the water tank. We literally have running water.
Yeah.
I killed the canary in the mines. It'll be shut down for months.
I'm a work as a video producer in the city.
Oh, yeah, all your bread. What are you going to do for next month?
Oh, my God. He's choking me. Corny,
take that,
stop.
You little bitch.
He's taking my pants off. Corny, not like this. This is kind of a tough story because often when we hear these stories of a family or a group of people experiencing the paranormal, you can kind of see an angle in which it would benefit themselves. Mm. So you got like people investigating Bigfoot and then they'll sell like a story or a book or something. Time. It sounds like these people just had a horrible time, couldn't sell their house. And then just had to leave eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, like he didn't make their life so... He didn't, like, you know, kidnap their daughter and they were able to, like, write a book about this or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just, like, he took their fish.
Yeah.
He took their water.
Well, that's, like... Look, we understand a lot about Corny. We understand his mannerisms, the way his brain works, his little ghost brain. He wanted to do bad stuff because he's a ghost and that's what ghosts do. Mm. You know, they heckle.
Yeah.
But it seemed like he never wanted to do anything bad enough that the family would really want him gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's that like feeling of being wanted. He's like a part of it. It's like his role to play. I'm the ghost. I do a bit of heckling. Yeah. They're like, oh, Corny.
It's true. Yeah. He's a bit of a like tsundere character.
Exactly. Well, I mean, he killed that guy.
That's
which
true.
Was a bit
he
far.
Did appear naked.
Yes, kind of, in front of a child.
I mean, that is illegal.
to appear naked in front of anyone without their consent, yes, ghost or otherwise.
That is definitely the, okay, so maybe we shouldn't cut this guy such a break.
No, I'm also fairly sure he was human, so that...
He was a guy.
Yes.
He definitely was.
He was a man.
I mean, definitely the having a daughter,
yeah,
that works against him. The having friends round.
Leaving soot fingerprints, mm-hmm, on items that he stole. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to probably say man. But okay. I would actually like to, in further episodes, investigate more of Irish mythology. Because as you said, like we did heritage class, we talked about mermaids, and I don't think they're specifically Irish. Oh, no, we didn't. We talked about, what's the one that's like a mermaid, but it begins with an S?
Ooh.
Is it like a siren or a...
That's pretty general.
Like a siren's call. You know, you hear the siren's call.
Right,
and they sing to fishermen. They're
right.
Like, come closer,
maybe that
fishermen.
Maybe an Irish thing. I don't
come
know.
Come to me.
Yeah.
And bring your bread.
Get out of here, Corny. Get in. Come to me.
And the mermaid's got a ghost boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like Corny, it's like whenever ghost. Girls like hitchhike at the side of the road, and then whenever someone stops, their boyfriend comes out of the bushes. I'm coming too.
Have you got any water? Also, my daughter's in the back. It's like, ah, Christ.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Your car gets haunted by Corny forever.
Oh, he just, that would be terrible.
He just plays traditional Irish music on the radio every single day.
It was nice of him to stay confined, like most ghosts do, confined to one location. Because that's it. I don't understand from the context of this story. Usually, a ghost that's existing in a house is locked there for a specific reason, you know, some traumatic thing that happened there. Like maybe was he a past resident? Was he killed in that house? We don't know. We don't know.
It's very true. I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? It's like they call him a poltergeist because classic poltergeist behavior. He's a young guy, you know, young naked guy running about the place. You know, but he's pulling pranks. So it's like, it's a weird thing, isn't it? That like we have this thing. It's like poltergeist, young ghosts. They're like jovial. They just like pull pranks on people. But like old ghosts are like mean as shit. Like
grumpy, haunting.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's maybe where whenever you, because when you die and you go into ghost form, because ghosts don't age. You know, you die, boom, you're in whatever clothes you're in. You're in whatever age you were. So yeah, if you just die as a little brat, little punk, then you're like, sweet, now I got a ghost powers. I'm never gonna age. I can have as much goddamn fish as I want.
Then right, I'm gonna wedgie people for the rest of time.
I'm gonna get the servants fired by putting spoons in their pillowcases. Which, can we just clarify now, the servants were trying to steal the spoons?
100%. 100%.
They're like, no, I think it was Corny. He was putting spoons in everywhere.
If there's a there's a subreddit for Corny, like fan theory Reddit for Corny, I mean, that would be the number one. Would it? The servants made up Corny so they could steal shit.
Steal stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
But then, whose voice is it?
Mm.
Is it just a stranger's voice?
The mystery lives on.
Or was it, in fact, the ghost of a man that was killed in the mines right beside the house?
A canary, if you will. A cornory.
A man, a cornory.
If you will. So where do we come in this one, Roy? Man or ghost?
I'm going to say that if that was even real, that was a man. That was a straight up man.
This is where I'm like, well, I just made up a story, so end of podcast. No. Yeah, that was a man.
That was a man, right?
Certified.
Yeah.
So that wraps it up for this St. Patrick themed
St. Patrick's Day
episode. But if you have your own paranormal tales, your own St. Patrick's Day paranormal tales of being haunted by the ghost of booze past and vomiting it up the next morning, Saturday 18th, do write into us.
If you have your own paranormal stories that you'd like us to investigate, email us in at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com.
If you enjoyed this week's episode, the best way to support This Paranormal Life is to rate and review us on iTunes. The more 5-star reviews that we have, the more this podcast grows and we can continue to bring you a new paranormal tale each and every week.
The The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.